There are lots of stories about where people stand on issues like politics, global warming, or the economy. But what about stories about where people stand? Literally stand.
I'm standing right now in the middle of the Arctic Ocean.
I'm standing here in Tiananmen Square.
I'm standing where East meets West.
NPR reporters have stood in some amazing places. They show up with a microphone and a tape recorder and an extraordinary ability to take us on their journeys with them. In these stories, we travel far from home, kayaking among the icebergs, dancing through the streets of Rio de Janeiro, wintering at the South Pole, wandering the back alleys of Beijing. No need to wish you were here with these postcards, because you are there. In ancient times, the Silk Road was China's link to Central Asia and Europe. Business continues today, but instead of silk, porcelain, and spices, they're trading in cell phones and electronics. Here is Rob Gifford's story.
Well, we're heading now across the first part of the massive Gobi Desert. And this is where things get not only a lot hotter, but also a lot bumpier. The road is not nearly as good now. Air on the bus is thick with cigarette smoke. The child in the seat in front of me has just thrown up at my feet. And the guy in the seat next to me is busy pulling the hairs on my arm. Chinese people don't have hairy arms or legs, and they're fascinated by us hairy Westerners. So all in all, just another normal day on the road heading west on Route 312.
If the music of the old Silk Road was the sound of camel caravans, the theme tune of the new Silk Road is the Kung Fu movie on the long-distance bus. The people traveling the road and their cargo have changed too.
There's a city in the country of Nepal that inspires song and myth and stories. It's called Kathmandu. NPR South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves visited there and found some truth to Kathmandu's legendary reputation.
Some nations seem determined to be eccentric. Nepal is a very small country, an oblong on the southern flank of the Himalayas, tucked between two giants, India and China. Yet it has its own unique time zone. Its clocks are ahead of India's by 15 minutes. Nepalese say this is a way of asserting their independence. And if you go north and step over the border into Chinese-controlled Tibet, you move forward in time by 2.25 hours. The Nepalese blame this on the Chinese, who set the hour to the time in Beijing, 2,000 miles away. For visitors to Nepal, this can all be very irksome, especially if you need regularly to tune into the hourly news from the US. You try working out a 9.75-hour time difference in a hurry. After a while, though, you realise Nepal's time warp is not about the hour, but the year. Richard Nixon and Mao Zedong were in power when Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water was released. More than 3.5 decades later, young Nepalese in this Kathmandu bar still enthusiastically rock away to it. Though the song came out before most of them were born, they know all the words. Here, the old hits never seem to die. It's the same all over town.
In Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, right before they celebrate Carnival, they throw practice parties called blocos. Producer Helen Clegg experienced them firsthand.
I love blocos, the street parties in Rio de Janeiro that help the city get warmed up for Carnival. And even the names of the parades range from sly to spicy. Some of them are obvious, Band of Ipanema or just tambourines. Some spell out the vibe, affection and nearly love, or the brilliantly titled, and a favourite of mine, I Am Easy. And others are just plain random, like it's good, but no one knows. Blocos begin here weeks before Carnival, just to make sure everyone's in the mood once the samba schools actually get to do their thing. For many, they're the face of Carnival. Groups rehearsing for months in the poorer neighbourhoods or favelas here, so they can parade through the famous Sambadrome in style. But for many people, the sheer mayhem of the blockos is what they're waiting for. And there are around 200 of them across Rio.